Beer On Number 1. What's up, everybody? God, I can't even talk. Alright, what's up, everybody? This is Big Joe here with Beer On, episode number 1. It is Saturday, September 30th, 2006, and here I am. So, what this show is going to be, it's going to be kind of a mix of things. I'm going to rant about things and, you know, tell funny stories from my past, you know. Just don't expect to hear anything about my current job, because you know what? I'm not going to get fired. I like my job, you know. Yeah, so that's not going to happen. But old jobs, you know, like before I had my degree and all this other crap, you know. Fine. Those are fair game. My neighbors, they're open to, you know, getting blasted on. And anyways, and the whole premise of this was to do this while I was at least buzzing, if not full-on drunk. But that's kind of not working, because, you know, I'm working on beer number 4 so far, and I'm not drunk yet. And I'm have just the tiniest little buzz. It's like, you know, what the fuck? Oh, and here's another thing. If you don't like words such as shit, damn, fuck, hell, poop, booger, this show probably isn't for you. You know, if you're one of my friends or a member of my family, maybe you shouldn't listen if you can't handle such things, or me expressing my views on stuff. So, you know, that's what's going to be, you know, this is what the show's going to be. And since there's the name beer in the show's name, I'm actually going to start talking about beer. And some people choose to be wine connoisseurs. I'm going to be a beer connoisseur. What's wrong with that? Beer is more of a guy's thing than wine is. You know, maybe if I get older, or if I get old, when I get older, I'll start to want to drink wine. But, you know, the only reason I want to drink wine is if I'm like an Italian restaurant. And even then, I don't know. So, yeah, that's the thing. So tonight, I am drinking the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Thought I'd try that out. You know, so I'm going to try and review on this. And, you know, really, I barely know anything about beer other than American domestic beers. You know, the big three, Miller, Budweiser, and Coors. You know what? Sorry, folks, that's not beer. And if you like it, you know, you have bad, horrible taste. And it's not beer, it's water-flavored beer, and, you know, I'd have to drink, like, a 12-pack to get drunk. It's horrible. Stuff is crap. And then you go to a ballpark, and you gotta pay $8 for the thing. Sucks. Screw that. So, I drink real beers. Things that you find, like, in Europe and in Germany, or at least thing, and if it's from the States here, it's inspired by that stuff. And so, getting back to what I'm drinking tonight, the Sam Adams Oktoberfest. You know, Sam Adams is great. The Boston Lager, if I can't get my favorite beer, which, you know, I will review at some point, I'll get a Sam Adams, and this is one of their seasonal brews, and, you know, I like it and all, but it tastes too much like the Boston Lager. I mean, there's not that much of a difference. I can't tell it so far. So, I don't know. I guess that's just me. But it's still good. I'm drinking it. I'm on number 4 right now. Take a little swig. Excuse me as I put the bottle down. But yeah, it's, you know, it's good. I like it. It tastes like a beer. And, you know, tomorrow is October 1st, which means Oktoberfest is starting, and I'm planning on doing what I did last year, which is go to the Oktoberfest party thing, whatever, at the Phoenix Club here in Anaheim, and eat a bunch of good German food and drink way awesome beer. it's good stuff, and just hang out and, you know, get probably just as hammered, if even more so, than I did last year. Man, I was gone after that, and I was only there for a couple hours. It was crazy, but yeah. So, yeah. All right. Since this is the first show, this whole thing's going to be a work in progress. I don't even have the website up. I was just about to buy the domain name from GoDaddy, and then it's like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I mean, I have to enlist the help of a friend of mine just to do a redirect, because I figured out I'm going to go, and this is going to be hosted at Podomatic, which is all free and all this other stuff. And it's like, so the only thing I really want to pay for is this mic that I bought and the domain, and I don't want to pay all that much. And, you know, good for GoDaddy. I mean, they got a good business model. They suck you in with the low domain name prices and everything like that, that you see. And then, you know, basically when I was doing that, you know, go through all the other add-ons that you can go through, and of course there are plenty of them, and one is just the standard thing, and then the other is like the private one or something. I forget what it was, but it was just, God, what was it? It was, I'm bombing right now. Anyway, oh, so it was just to keep my private information safe, and, you know, it wouldn't show all that. Oh, I bet you heard that. That was my iChat doing something. Oh, my cousin says on her away message, call me if you need me. Okay, I probably won't. Okay, maybe I am a little drunk. I'm kind of slurring my speech and everything right now. So, what else? Fuck, I'm totally distracted now. So, okay, So I don't want some jackass coming, getting my phone number, getting my address, and stealing my identity. Because you have to provide that stuff because it has to be, you know, listed or some shit like that. So, you know, so I'm like, you know what? Fuck. And it's like, what's going to go on? Because I can't, because there has to be some sort of connection between the beer on website and where everything actually hosts. All I need is a fucking redirect, which I don't know how to do. So, I mean, if you know, let me know, or, you know, whatever. I'm trying to get my buddy Mike to do something about, or to help me, but, you know, I'm not questioning his ability to do any of this, but I just, you know, I have questions. I'm unsure. So basically, I don't want to have to go pay somewhere to host this site if it's just going to be a little wimpy fucking redirect. And maybe I don't need it in the first place. I don't know. So anyways, this whole moving on with this whole website thing, the issue of cyber squatting really fucked me over. The whole thing with that really fucked me over tonight. In general. Anyway, so back up 24 hours. Yeah, last night I was at the Don and Drew podcast expo, you know, after party thing, and getting drunk and having fun, and I meet Sal and Natalie and Michelle there, and so I'm hammered, and, well, not hammered, but I've been drunker, but I was drunk, and if I had to drive, I couldn't do it. So I was talking to them, and it just clicked. It's like, okay, this is what my show's going to be about, because I was waiting to get it just, you know, perfect and all this other crap, you know, because I don't like putting out work that is, you know, shit, that sounds like crap. I don't want to do it. So, so finally I figured, you know what, fuck it, I'm going to dive right in. I love Don and Drew to death. But you know what? They know it, and I know it, as good as they sound now, their show sounded like shit in the beginning, okay? They were using the internal mic, and, you know, at least I had the sense enough not to do that. And the mic here on my iMac is right next to the air intake thing there in the bottom of the computer, so you just hear the fan going the whole time. Oh, it sucks. So, I bought the mic, and I said, you know what, screw this, I'm going to do it. And since I was drunk, and it's like, I like beer. Beer On. BeerOn.com. That's the name of the show. That's going to be the website. Cool. And Sal had this thing, probably some PDA or some crap like that. And so he goes on and he looks for BeerOn.com, and nothing happens. Nothing comes up. It's available. Oh, great. Cool. There's the name of my show. And of course, I'm plugging the show like a madman at this party. He's like, BeerOn.com! This whole, not all night, but most of the night. And I plugged it on somebody else's podcast, too, and it's like, oh, Jesus Christ. So, and it's like, man, so I'm going to have all these people going to BeerOn.com, and it's going to be crap. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. What show was that? That was, I believe it was Sound Pollution. They were from, like, Fresno or something like that. I don't know. So I'm plugging this. And then, you know, so I get up this morning. And, you know, I didn't get home till nearly 3. And then crashed soon thereafter. And so it's like, when I got up this morning, it was like 9. No, it was before 9. It was 8 something. I was like, oh, God. Why can't I just sleep right now? Why do I have to get up at this hour, which is about the hour I get up every day? Let me sleep. Well, of course, that didn't happen. So I got up. So I'm like, oh, this is all still fresh in my mind. So let's go check and register that show or whatever. Not the show. God. The domain. And I look, BeerOn.com is taken. Oh, son of a bitch. And so it's .net and all this other, you know, all the other ones. I don't want to use .org because, you know, I don't have high expectations for this show. I do not expect to get famous or rich off it. But I, you know, if I happen to get a sponsor someday or get money or, you know, get signed or something, I don't want to be stuck with a .org account or a domain name, because .org, that's a nonprofit organization, and, well, I'm a for-profit person. So that was out. And so I look and see who this guy is who had the .com address. And he registered it in 99. Obviously, there's nothing there. And it's like, you know, this is bullshit. Fucking web squatters, man. Cyber squatters. It sucks. And it screws off people like me who just want to go out, make a podcast, have fun with it, and just, you know, it's what blog-based podcasting is like blogging 3 years ago. Now everybody can get, you know, their voice recorded and, you know, do video podcasts too, but I'm getting ahead of myself. So anyways, so I'm doing this, and so the guys, I guess he registered for like 8 years or something like that. So it expires next year in February. I try and grab it, but I don't know what's going to happen now, you know? So if I register the domain, I was thinking of beeronshow.com. That is available. And I don't want to get screwed out of it. So, you know, hold on. My mouth's getting dry. I need a drink. All right. So I don't want to get screwed or anything in that sense. So, can you hear this? I'm fiddling with my belt buckle. Okay. So, yeah, that's the end of that. I'm just pissed off, and, you know, I just may have to stick with the Podomatic. I can't be cool and just have a straight-up domain name or anything like that. So, yeah. I'm worried that if I get the domain name, the straight domain name, hey, my cousin's back online. You know, I'm getting rid of this. Goodbye, iChat. Alright. It's just you and me now, microphone, GarageBand, and whoever's listening. You know, so I don't want to have to pay for some server just to have a tiny little index file that's just going to be a redirect. I don't want that. This whole shit is confusing to me. So, yeah, there it is. And, alright, that's it for that subject. So anyways, I had a hell of a time last night at the Don and Drew party. It was great. I was really nervous because, I left work and I went out to the award show, which was supposed to start at like 5 or something like that. And I'm driving from Anaheim to Ontario, and the traffic was crap, and I knew it was gonna be crap, the whole plan wasn't like concrete, and I didn't know exactly what was gonna happen, so it kind of freaked me out. I wanted like all the details, like, okay, get there, meet up with them, and just like be attached at the hip until the party starts, and that was the plan. But then, I kind of figured, because obviously they didn't know their room number yet, and let's see, I must have some sort of ADD because I see something. Ooh, look, there's the little light on the mic. Let's touch it. See how it feels. Ooh, shiny. Ooh, knock it off. All right. So, anyways, I go up to them after the show, and they got their award and everything. I was there to see them get that and, like, their 2-second speech. But I missed it. Well, I didn't miss it, but I was going to take pictures and stuff, and then... So I open up my camera. It has one of those little doors that covers up the lens, and the lens kind of streaks in into the camera. So I do that. I try it. So I open it up, and the lens just sits there. It's like, oh shit. So I pull the little flap up. Yep, battery not there. Sitting on the charger. Where do I always keep the battery? I keep it in the camera, so I can just grab it and go. But this time, no. I decided to charge it up on Monday. It's now Friday. It's been sitting there charged for, days and days and days, and of course nothing, happens, and so I leave it there, and it's like, oh, son of a bitch. So I'm pissed, and I don't remember what they said. So after the awards ceremony is over, which isn't much later than that, I go up to them and talk to them, say, hey, how's it going? And I give them my gifts that I brought them because, I'm very grateful for what they've done for the podcasting community and just the hours, and frankly it has been days of entertainment that they've gotten from me expecting nothing in return. Absolutely nothing. I mean, not a dime. And I'm so grateful for that. You can't even believe how much I am. So, and I know what I give them wasn't exactly expensive or whatever, but what I make, it's what I can give. So anyways, what I did is one of the shows that we do, that we show at work, is a show all about cars, and this one happened to be all about VWs, and since Drew's the big VW bus fan, I made him a copy of that, and so hopefully he likes it. And then I gave Don, and I became the enabler, at least for the day, a little Hello Kitty puzzle with, Hello Kitty doing something on an easel, painting something, and, there is for Don, the artist, looking at numbers on GarageBand and whatever. Oh, God. This is going to be fun, people. This is going to be real fun. So after the show, so then they said, okay, yeah, here, you want to go to the party? I said, yeah, sure. And it's like, okay, here's the room number, and, just meet us there in the lobby or whatever at 8:30, and it's not even 6:30 at this point. And it's like, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll be there. It's like, okay, whatever. So, it was cool. And so I went to the party and kind of hung out. And I was talking before the party with this guy and kind of during the party. His name was Greg, I think it was. I don't remember just yet. Was it Greg? I think it was. Real tall guy. Had blue hair. Matched Dawn. Yeah. So I was talking with him, and you know, he actually told me about Podomatic, so I'm grateful for him. That was really good. And so yeah, that was that. And I'm going to click something and see what happens here. Ooh, yeah, there we go. I've been on for 20 minutes so far? Holy shit! I didn't know I could talk so much. Anyway, okay. Let's wrap this up. So, Greg, I guess, left because it was getting really hot in there. Because the suite that Don Jor in was, you know, the AC was cranked, but it wasn't doing a whole lot. And so I was getting kind of bored. I didn't know anybody, and of course I'm flying solo like a total dumbass. So, you know, so then I met up with Sal and Natalie and Michelle and was talking with them and hung out with them for the rest of the night. I guess management, you know, had received complaints from the neighbors saying that we were too loud and everything. So we moved it down to the little conference room or whatever that Pod Show was in, down to the first floor, which was great because it was a much bigger room. It was cool, and we all hung out. And then once it kind of dwindled down, and I guess we had to go or something like that. I guess they were done with time with the room or something, whatever. So we went back up to the suite, and it's like, oh, let's go to In-N-Out. And so we went because they were about to close, and In-N-Out's like, you know, practically across the street. And so we go there, eat food. It was good. And then that was pretty much it. We all left. And, yeah. Stupid bug, get the hell out of here. Alright, so that's it. Let's wrap this thing up. So, yeah, Cyber Squatters, you suck. Don and Drew, you're the greatest. I probably wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for you guys. And, yeah, so that was that. And, hopefully by the time this gets posted, we'll have the domain that I want. Well, not that I want, but we will have a domain, beeronshow.com, and you can email me at, hopefully we'll have this up too, beeron@gmail.com. If not, I'll come in and do an edit or something like that and tell you what's going on. All right. See you later, folks. Alright guys, I think I got the mic working to some decent level now, and I promise not to make these mistakes the next time. Like I told you, this is going to be a train wreck in the beginning. So, just a quick update, the website is going to be beeronshow.podomatic.com, and the email is, this is not going to change, beeronshow@gmail.com, or maybe it isn't. I don't even remember what I said anymore. It's like 2 days later. Alright. Okay, we'll see you guys next show. See you later.